We did Sopa Bonga. We're on Sopa Bonga on the fact that bodhisattvas who just saw emptiness outshine even people who reached nirvana in a lower path. Okay? And we had picked on this other guy, and in Sopa Bonga he gets to come back and defend himself. Right? So he's going to say to us, consider a bodhisattva who's just given birth to the ultimate form of bodhicitta, which is the direct perception of emptiness. Okay, so somebody just went into the direct perception of emptiness. Do they have great compassion and bodhicitta or not? Okay, regular bodhicitta, all right? And they use the word just been able, which means in that the next instant, so they're still in the direct perception of emptiness. Does a non-Buddha in the direct perception of emptiness have, can they have bodhicitta in their mind at the same time?
No.
Don't tell everybody the punchline. Okay. He's telling us, if you say that the bodhisattva does outshine people on a lower path because they have bodhicitta, then you contradict yourself, because earlier you said they couldn't have bodhicitta while they're in the direct perception emptiness. Right? So during their direct perception emptiness, they can't have ultimate love anymore, so they don't outshine, during that time, they don't outshine people on a lower path. Okay, got it? All right. If you say they don't outshine them, then you're wrong, because we had five different quotations that said they do outshine them. Right? Okay, so he's got us either way. He's got us in a diamond dealer situation. Then we go back to him, all right? Are you saying that a person who's just about to achieve enlightenment, a person in the final moments before enlightenment, are you saying they have bodhicitta in their mind? Right? It's the same question, right? It's the same question. According to you, they should have bodhicitta in their mind. Because a person who just saw emptiness, a bodhisattva who just saw emptiness, has bodhicitta in their mind. According to you. Okay? Got it? Nod. Just nod. Every time I say got it, just nod. Whether you know what I'm talking about or not. This is Ori, this is something new for you. Maybe you did it with your mom, I don't know. Okay. Suppose you agree. Okay. A person in the moments just before enlightenment, they do have bodhicitta in their mind. Love, ultimate love in their mind. Let's consider that state of mind. Is it infected by seeing things the wrong way? Okay. So they're just about to achieve enlightenment. Right? Is it infected or not? Their love for all beings, is it infected or not? Okay. And we say, because it's a mind of a person who is not yet enlightened and who is not in the, which is not the direct perception of emptiness. Okay. What's the implication? Any state of mind for any person who is not enlightened, which is not the direct perception of emptiness, is infected and wrong. Okay. That's like a very radical statement. You have something like, I don't know. You have like 100 perceptions a minute or something, or every few minutes you have. To see me for a second is 65 perceptions, and then they're all wrong. Everything's wrong. Everything you ever thought, everything you've ever seen was wrong. Okay? According to this. Okay? According to Madhyamika. And then he quotes to prove that. So if you say this person has a mind, a state, who? The bodhisattva is just about to get enlightenment. If you say they do have a state of mind which is infected by ignorance, are you saying they have a shigit, an obstacle to omniscience? Okay? An obstacle to becoming a Buddha. And then he says, well, any state of mind which is infected would be an obstacle to omniscience. Okay? That's how far we go. That's how far we are. All right, here we go. Let's read it together. Okay. Ek da tin de na nyenbo gan gyur ki tsu ki pang ja gan gyur po wa. Who went up? Let's do that again. You gotta go down, right? Are you telling me? You gotta go down. Are you telling me? All right? It's the sarcastic. Are you telling me? One more time. Duna Nyambo gangyo ki su ki pangja gangyo po atha gintawe gila shidir yere. Okay. If you suppose you agree to what? Next step. That they have an obstacle to initiative. Okay? Suppose you agree. Then isn't it the case isn't it the case then that they eliminate undesirable qualities at this point, in a way where both the antidote state of mind and the thing it eliminates blink out of existence. Okay, and we said it last time. And we used the example of an aspirin and a headache, right? So is an aspirin a nyambo for a headache?
Yes.
I mean, generally speaking, yes. Okay? Does an aspirin help fix the headache? Yes. So you have a headache, and then you take the aspirin, and then, you know, in one school of thought, the power of the aspirin and the power of the headache, they start out like this, and then as each moment goes by, they're both dropping. That's called, say, gangyur. Two prenasals. Gangyur. Gangyur gitsu. Gangyur gitsu. The power of the aspirin and the power of the headache are both descending at the same time. You see what I mean? So the aspirin should be at its maximum power when? In the moment you take it. Because that's when your headache is worst. And as the aspirin affects the headache starts to drop, and then the aspirin doesn't have to be so strong anymore, and then they both blink out at the same moment. The power of the aspirin stops, and the headache stops at the same time. You know, if the aspirin works, okay? And there's another school of thought. These are both Abhidharma schools of thought. One is a Hinayana Abhidharma school, and one is a Mahayana Abhidharma school. The other school says, no, they should go like this. The power of the headache should descend, but the power of the aspirin is ascending. And only in the moment that the headache blinks out does the aspirin reach its true aspirinness as an antidote. Only then can you say this is a true antidote. You see? It is most powerful. It is most antidote-ish in the moment that the headache is gone, because then it's proven itself. Then it deserves the name of headache, what do you call it, remedy. It earns the name upon the blinking out of the headache. Or you can't call it a headache remedy, right? I mean, before it, you can't call it a headache remedy until it does something to the headache. Then you could call a brick a headache remedy, but that's true, it could be a headache remedy. Okay. Okay. So isn't it the case then that they eliminate it? No. So isn't that the case now? If you believe what? What's the line of thought here? You can't lose the line of thought. If you believe that a person in the final moments just before enlightenment could have an obstacle to knowledge, to omniscience, then it must be that the nyambo in their mind is abandoning, is eliminating the undesirable states in their mind in this manner. And that's where I left you last week, and you were supposed to debate it and figure out why that's the case. I don't know why that's the case. Okay? Alright? That's supposed to somehow be logical. I'll say it again. If a person in the final moment just before enlightenment could still have an obstacle to omniscience, which in this case was what? They are bodhicitta. Why? Because it's infected. Why? Because it's a state of mind in a person who's not enlightened, which is not the direct possession of emptiness. Okay? Right? So if they have an obstacle to omniscience in their mind, which is their bodhicitta right now, yeah, they're infected bodhicitta. okay, if they have an obstacle time machine in their mind, then it must be the case that the fixer in their mind and the thing to be fixed blink out at the same time. Now, why that follows, you were supposed to worry about that. I was supposed to have the week off. Okay, Gintawa Gila. And then the guy says, teacher, which means what? Why did you say that? I mean, what's the connection? Why is it necessarily the case that whatever antidote is in that person's mind must eliminate its object in this kind of manner? Why do you say that? Teacher. Then he says teacher, and then we say, Gintawa Gila Shiru, teacher. Okay, because there does exist an obstacle to omniscience in the mind stream of a person who is, what did we call him before? Did we have a translation for that yet? At the final end of the stream. We call them at the final end of the stream. Okay? Because there does exist an obstacle to Tamadu? Gintawa Gyula Shirib Meata. Are you telling me there's no shirib in the mind of a person who's just about to achieve enlightenment? You're telling me there's no obstacle to omniscience in that person's mind? So there is an obstacle to omniscience in that. So then he'd have to say something like Kyara Machin. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you said Tamadu. Okay. Okay. So anyway, he's stuck and he says duh. All right. He didn't say capital. And if you agree to that, now suppose you agree to that. Let's read it together. Ek do ting. Duna. Deji ki techen sen ke chechen. You gotta do, you can't go chechen. You gotta say chechen. They like set the guy up, like I know you're stupid, and I'm giving you the example very slowly. Chechen. 1, 2, 3. Den zin ki pa cha ki le pe she pa yin pa. Is everybody's cheating, they're doing it in the middle. Everybody's like, I'm not going to get caught, I'm going to do it in the middle. In a debate, you got to have male organ. You got to say something strongly and then, you know, take whatever comes, like a man. Okay, even if you're not. Okay, yinba ta, say yinba ta. Okay, let's keep going. Dong yi ngun sun du do be nyam sha yi shi ma yin be lo be she pa yin be. We didn't do this already. I swear we did this already. No?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not what I
meant. Yeah, we already did this. I don't know why it's in here twice. This is a waste. Oh, that's too bad. How did it get in there twice? Oh, that's Avon. Okay. I guess from here, right? Sorry. Kept it. We finished the kept it, right? I hope so. Yeah. Okay, sorry. All right. That was a nice review. All right. Did we do it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I think we're catching.
Oh, we are finished then. Yeah, we did know this. Okay, sorry. What's happening now?
No, Duna?
Nyambo?
We just did Duna Nyambo. Yeah.
Control Z? What's Control Z doing?
It puts it all back together again.
All right. have to go down to Kati, right? Kepte. What comes after Kepte? Yeah, okay, but I just translated this, right?
Which you just
translated. I'll do it again. suppose you agree. Does anybody have that?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you read it to me?
Suppose you agree.
Okay.
Isn't it the case then?
Hang on. You agree. Isn't it the case then?
That they eliminate.
They eliminate
undesirable qualities,
undesirable qualities
at this point, in a way where both the antidote, state of mind, and the thing it eliminates link out of existence. Question mark. Link out of existence.
Okay.
Because there does exist.
I'll say it together. Yeah.
An obstacle to omniscience in the mind stream of a person who is at the final end of the stream.
Okay, we beat him. Let's go on. There's two things you can do. I mean, when you get to a problem like that, like, why would that prove that? You can go study other yipchas. Or you can just keep going to the book and it will be clarified in a year or something like that. You know? I don't know. What do you want to do?
We were good kids and we stressed about it all too.
Yeah? We'll do a little bit. I'll show you a little bit of what I would do personally, okay? We may not resolve it, but at least we'll learn more about it. I would look up Gangyur Gitsu. You know, and I'd see, has anybody discussed this idea in more detail? You know, is there somebody who's talked about that in more detail? Would I look in the Gangyur, the Tengyur, or the Sumbum? Yeah, Sumbum being the Tibetan commentaries, because Gangyur is too old, Tengyur is too old. You're not going to find... those are really, really old, and they don't break things down. Like, the people were working half on ESP at the time, really. Really. And they just don't break things out for people who don't have ESP, okay? So, anyway, Sungbum. Any particular place?
Norway.
Yeah, Uma. Okay. All right. So, here we've hit a nice one. Nyambong Gangyur Gitsu Dipangja Gangyur Pongatao. In what text? Umachidan, that's the text we're in, that doesn't help anybody. This is nice. I'll read it, okay, I'll just read it to you. Nipa Dirni Tsu Jita Pawani, how does someone get rid of the two obstacles? One to nirvana and one to omniscience. Chir Parche Melang Dipangja Pongsu La. When you're talking about how the uninterrupted path eliminates an undesirable quality, okay, what's an uninterrupted path mean? The direct perception emptiness. So when someone says uninterrupted path, you have to think direct perception emptiness. Okay. Why is it uninterrupted? It's never interrupted by any kunzob state of mind, by any state of mind of normal reality. Okay? You can't think about what's for dinner. You can't even think what? I did it. I saw emptiness. During that time, you can't think anything. So it's uninterrupted by any normal thought. Okay? By the way, somebody who's a gyuntawa, which is what? Someone in the final moments of before they get enlightened, they're always in pachimela. They're in pachimela. Okay? They're in the direct perception of emptiness. Alright? Nyempu rangi pangja gangi kitsu rupawa da. Nyempu rangi pangja kingyu kitsu rupawa nine. Okay? Either you can have the antidote, which is stopping the undesirable quality, in a way in which they both blink out at the same time. Or, nyempu rangi pangja kingyu kitsu rupawa nine. Or you can have the antidote eliminating the undesirable quality in a way in which the power of the antidote is increasing as it goes. Okay? Kengyokutsuki. So, Gangyokutsuki and Kengyokutsuki. Tamboni, the first of these two, Zugilugiinte. That's the kosha system. What's that? Abhidharma kosha. The famous kosha. Which would mean what? What school? Of the four schools? The lowest. The Abhidharma. Okay? The higher knowledge school. The lowest of the of all the classical schools of India. Buddhist schools of India. Yinte zule. Milob sending kengyawa. Jepaleni namjo juru. That's rude. Okay. Milob sending kengyawa. Jepaleni namjo juru. As the mind of enlightenment, right? No more learning is growing. You are freed from the jipas. Gambar gyurpe lamkini dei jipa, probably. Raptupam. A path. By the way, namdul here means what? Do you know namdulam? What's the path of liberation? When you're talking about the uninterrupted path. Do you know? That's important to know, okay? Yeah. Like in the direct perception of emptiness, when you have your first direct perception of emptiness, there are two periods going on. One is called Pachimilam, and one is called Namdulam. Say Pachimilam. Namdulam. What is your direct perception of emptiness eliminating the first time you see emptiness directly? The intellectual belief that the world is normal, is the intellectual belief thinking that your mind is okay. Let's put it that way. Okay. And what? And then doubt about the past, stuff like that. And certain kinds of weird morality. Okay. During the direct perception of emptiness, during the time that it takes to see emptiness directly, the antidote is working on the two kinds of wrong, false. Okay? During that time, there's a conflict going on. There's a battle going on. And the direct perception of emptiness is fighting, is doing its, I think of it like Ajax or sink cleaner. You know, they meet at the first moment of the direct perception of emptiness. During the direct perception of emptiness, it's grinding away at your wrong understanding. Okay? Cosmically, there's a grinding away at your wrong understanding by the direct perception of emptiness. During those 10 minutes, or 15, 20 minutes, whatever. But at the end, when you pop out, you're at what's called Namdalam. Namdalam means path of liberation, but it refers to the state in which you are now free of those undesirable qualities. Okay? The work is done. Both the sink cleaner and the hair that was stuck in the pipe, they have both dissolved each other. You see? The sink cleaner worked away at the hair and dissolved it. And now both of them mix together and they just go down the drain. Like that, okay? So, Namdulam means all the fight is over and all the stuff is dissolved and it's all gone. Okay? But during Pachimelam, what? No, during Pachimelam, the cleaner is working on the hair. It's working, it's starting, it's dissolving the hair. Dissolve, 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 dissolve. When it's done, you reach Namdulam. Okay? And Namdulam doesn't have to be a direct perception of emptiness anymore. You're done. The stuff goes down the sink and it's all done. Like that. Okay? So Namdulam means, you can always think of Namdulam as meaning you're just sitting there without those bad qualities anymore. You're like free. That's why it's called the path of liberation. Got it? Okay. Why is that important here? Because the Abhidharma Kosha says, in the arisal of the mind of enlightenment, you are, for the first time, free of what? No. Shidduchs. You're free of obstacles to omniscience, you see? In the first moment of omniscience, you are what? You're free of the obstacles to omniscience. So we could call the last moment before Buddhahood a Pachimino. And we could call the first moment of Buddhahood a Namdulam. Got it? Okay? So I'll say it again. The last moment before enlightenment, your direct perception of emptiness is working on your final obstacles. like the Drano and the hair. Okay? And then in the first moment of enlightenment, you will reach a new Namdolam, which is enlightenment. And everything's already dissolved down the drain. And you're just sitting there in the end result. You're sitting at the moment of cleanliness of the pipe. You see what I mean? Like that. Okay? Like that. This is very important. So what the Abhidharma says, you are Namdolam from the Dipas. You are path of liberation from the obstacles to omniscience, which means you're in the first moment of Buddhahood. Nice. Dangpa Gyurbe Lamkini, the path which gets you there, the Pache Melam, the uninterrupted path, is acting in a Gangyur Kitsu. Its power is descending as you get closer to enlightenment. Okay? Because the power of the hair is descending. So the power of the Ajax is descending. The Drainer. Okay? But their power, it's losing its power as it melts away hair. And the hair is melting away. Okay? So Gangyur Kitsu, that's Dei Jip, this is misspelled, okay? Dei Jipa Raptapong. And then you get rid of your last jipa. Okay? Got it? Pong. Pong is present tense. It is working away at your jipa. Got it? So that's the Abhidharma, lower Abhidharma. Hinayana Abhidharma school, it says this. Now we go on. This is why I don't do this, because it would take 20 years to finish the book, but that's okay. Dei tsun ni parche melam gangir ki rangi no kya ki pangja rang tu sin gangir pong wa che pa yinbe. Okay? Dei tsun ni, how does that work exactly? What? How does the Drano melt away the hair? Dei tsun ni parche melam, the direct perception of emptiness, gangir ki, as its power is stopping. Gangir, gir means in, gang means stop. As its power is stopping, Rangi Ngokya Ke Pangja. Rangi Ngokya Ke Pangja is an idiom that means its particular object to defeat. Its particular enemy. Its particular opponent. Ngokya Ke Pangja means, like, what's the Ngokya Ke Pangja of the first direct perception of emptiness? Yeah, those three negative thoughts. Okay? So it means you pick your enemy. I'll take that guy. Like the two lions are coming towards each other in a war, and you're like, he's the one. I'm going to go after him. And that's a Ngokya Ke Pangja. Ngokyal means my personal, the one I'm going to take care of. So what's the Ngokyal Ki Pangja of the final Pache Mena? The last Shidu. Okay? The last obstacle to omniscience. It's Ngokyal Ki Pangja, Rang Du Su Gangyur Pong. Rang Du Su Gangyur Pong. Its obstacle is going, blinking out of existence, even as it blinks out of existence. Okay? Even as the direct perception of emptiness ends, the final direct perception of emptiness ends, the Drano, the final obstacle to omniscience ends, the hair, and then you click over into Namdolam. Okay? Freedom. Freedom from them. Okay? I'm going to say, Yinbe, therefore, they look la tonglam parti menglam kintusu tongpa tope saban yepa yeno. This probably answers all our questions, actually. Just by accident, I didn't plan this. Really, I didn't plan that. Dei Lugla, so according to Yinbe, therefore according to their system. Whose system? Lower Abhidharma. Okay? Hinayana Abhidharma. Because there's a Mahayana Abhidharma that we never talk about. Okay? They're cool because they have the best presentation of the mental functions. If you ever want to study that, that's kind of cool. I believe it's by a Sangha, Master Sangha. Okay? Which makes sense because he's flirting between the He and his brother are sort of flirting between the two, Hinayana and Mahayana. Okay. Dei Lugla, Tonglam Parche Melam Ke Jusu, during the time of the Drano, Jusu, Tongbang, the thing that the path of seeing illuminates, Saban, the seed for it, Yup. Exists. Okay. It exists. Okay, so that might be significant in our discussion. Okay, even as the Drano is working on the hair, the potential for the hair is still there. That might be relevant to our discussion somehow. Okay, all right. It might be relevant to someone who thought that there was still a shade going on there, pretty strongly, in the last moment. Okay, like that might be a All the, what do you call it, Sherlock Holmes is in the room, can figure that out. That might be a clue to our whole debate. Okay, yeah, you wanted it, I'm giving it to you. But okay, but you could go on quite a while. Let's go on some more, it's fun. But that way of eliminating obstacles is incorrect. Why? When the kinkor of the sun rises, what's a kinkor? It's Sanskrit. Mandala, okay, mandala. The old Sanskrit word mandala doesn't mean this, it means the disk of planets, the disk of the sun, the disk of the moon. It means a disk. Mand came into Spanish as mundo, came into English as mundane. Okay? It means a planet or a world. Okay? Where are we? When the disk of the sun rises in the morning, at that moment, selja, the thing that it banishes, which is what? Mumba. Darkness. Meh. There is no darkness. Okay? Don't just nod. I mean, is this, you sure this is okay? When the sun comes up, there's nothing for it to banish. Because there's no darkness. At the time that the sun has come up, there's no darkness. Right? So he says that disproves the whole system we just talked about. Okay? When the drainer is there, there can't be any
hair.
Okay? Or else it wouldn't be called drainer. It doesn't deserve to be called drainer. It's just a chemical until it gets rid of the hair. Then you can say, God damn, the drainer works. You know, drainer. Then it's drainer. Got it? Like, this is beautiful. This is almost like a Bok Jinpa class. You know? No, it's like, we're getting into this question, you know. Is it an antidote after it got rid of the hair? Or is it an antidote because it gets rid of the hair? You know? You see what I mean? And if it's not an antidote until the hair is gone, then how do you know what to use? Why don't you just pour, olive oil down this thing? Or grease from the stove, okay? And then the guy's going to say, Tamad you, I don't agree with that. And then we're going to say, dole. Dole means what? Come on, Lord Buddha in the sutra said. He's going to kill him with a sutra quotation. Lord Buddha's own word. And Lord Buddha said, Nime kinko charitse mumbe ne me ching. Because when the sun comes up, when the mandala of the sun rises, there is no staying of the darkness, and mimikso, it vanishes. It vanishes or it has vanished?
Yeah.
In Tibetan, the verb is the same. Okay, all right. The darkness is mimikpa. How do you know mimikpa? Where do you know mimikpa from? Mikme. Okay, Mingmei Tsewa. Can't see it anymore. It's invisible. It's gone. What's Mingmei Tsewa? Invisible love. Why? It can't see any people. There's no people. I love you, but you're not here. Okay? Niralambana. It's nothing there. Okay? Does that mean there's no people in the room?
No.
No, it just means that wisdom doesn't see any person in the room who's not coming from what I did to people in the past. There's nobody in this room who didn't come from how I treated people in the past. So if I was to love you, I would be loving nobody who didn't come from myself. Okay? Anyway, let's not go there. So he's defeated. You wanted it. You got to finish it. Nipani. What's Nipani? Yeah, the second. Which was what? Gangir Gitsu was the first one. What's the second one? Say, Kengir Gitsu. Kengir Gitsu. Oh, no. It's not that the antidote and the thing it eliminates drop in power as they go. It's that the antidote gets stronger and stronger as the thing it gets more subtle. And that's a beautiful concept in all of scripture. The antidote must get more powerful. As the negative emotion gets more subtle, it takes a lot more powerful antidote to remove very subtle anger than it does to remove screaming anger. Okay? You know, like a knock on the door can stop screaming anger in the yurt, for example. But to remove the... That's just a gross outer thing. But to remove the inner anger, you know, 5 minutes later, you're in front of everybody, you know, and to remove the seed, to remove the subtle, that takes a much more powerful antidote. So, let's see. Can you get so gundu ki lula? Gundu ki, say gundu ki lula. I think this is Mumma Kundu, Abhidharma Samuchaya, which I believe is by Master Sangha. And it's a Mahayana version of Abhidharma. Okay? And it's not studied in the monastery, except for a weird debate. Okay. De lula nyambo parche melan ke shimbe. According to that system, as the antidote, which is the uninterrupted path or the direct perception of emptiness, is starting, as it's coming up out of the ground, you know, while it's in this kind of a place. Okay, kingya, as the direct perception of emptiness is starting, rangi pangja rang dusun gang shimbe pong eche. As it's starting, then the obstacle is shrinking. As it's growing, the obstacle is shrinking. That's kengyu kitso. So not like this, but rather like this. Like this. Yimbe eche. Nyambo parche melam ke simba dang. The final moment of the growth of the direct perception of emptiness. The final moment of the... it's starting, right? A starting has a starting and a staying and a stopping, right? You heard that in Bokchimba. You heard that in Bokchimba, right? They say class is starting now. And that's 1 minute. But there's a starting of the starting, there's a staying of the starting, and there's the end of the starting. By the end of the starting, by the end of the starting, Nyambo Parche Melam Sisame Pangja, Nyambo Parche Melam Ke Simbadang. The final, the point at which you can say, now he's got the direct perception of emptiness in his mind. Okay? Now he's got the direct perception. That point, and Pangja Kak Sin, the end of the negative emotion that it's functioning to, the hair, okay? Ju Nyam. Those are simultaneous. Those are simultaneous. Okay? By the time the aspirin stops the headache, the aspirin becoming real aspirin and stopping the headache are simultaneous. Okay? That's what we said, right? You can't call it aspirin until it knocks out the headache. You can't call it a headache remedy until it stops the headache, right? Okay? Got it? Okay. Gaksen la dunya me chair. Tetayan kundile. Then he quotes kuntu. He quotes the son in the mountain. By the way, here he says, therefore, Kuntuki Lubla, in the higher Abhidharma school, Tekchengi Tolan Bati Melangi Tuna, in the time that there is a true direct perception of emptiness, Tuna, Tombang, the seed for what it's abandoning is no longer there. Cannot be there. Okay. Ranglup Kuntugi Jesun Rangte. Our own school follows that of the higher Abhidharma school. Nyepe Pangja Pongtsu. And then he goes on to talk about examples. Okay. Who's Ranglup? I don't know. It's some kind of Uma Ranglup. Okay. Got it? I'll throw you out a possibility. Is there a Pungsumba here? Is there a Pungsumba? There's actually two Pungsumbas here. What are they? There's two Pungsumbas. Pungsumba means third option.
One is the antidote is constantly maximum power
all the time. Yeah. I'd put it this way. It could be true that neither of these systems is correct. That's one Pungsumba. But what's the other Pungsumba? Consider the possibility that they're both correct. consider that. No, that no, that goes in the category of the neither one is correct. You see? So either one is correct, the other is correct, both are correct, or neither is correct. Think about whether it's possible to say that they're both correct at the same time. You can't call Drano Drano until the hair is gone. And the Drano blinks out of existence when the hair drinks. That's a book Jimba's question. Mm-hmm. That's what she spends hours thinking of things on. Okay. Alright. I just teach what the text says. Okay. Just kidding. Okay. Somebody's gonna come back. I like this. The argument's not over. We got a new Kachikma, but he's just as stupid as the first guy. Alright? Here we go. Et, do, un, deux, trois. Kachi, pe, gu, ki, pe, chen, sen, ke, yu, kyan, pe, la, rang, yu, den, du, du, mi, nan, wo, sena. Okay. Who worked on this? Is it Chuki? Okay. We're going to pick on people now. It's always fun. Okay, I'm going to... Should I move it off? Do you still need it? You don't still need it. Move it to... What did you call this thing?
It's the second
call. Oh, Umachi Dintra. Okay. And we're on Chuki, right? Is it you? Okay. Okay. Thanks for putting it in. Thanks. It's easier. Okay, suppose someone claims, and then we'll... Oops. They give teachings in the... Yeah. Even though... I'll just... This is where we critique the translations. And I'll never say you did anything right. I'll just say more things you could learn, okay? That's just the way I am, as... Lama Christine knows. Yukyang. So yuk has two big meanings in Tibetan. One is it exists, but the other is to possess. Okay? Like nala deb yu means nala computer yu. Say nala computer yu. I have a computer. Let's do it again. Nala
computer
yu means on me, there exists a computer. You see what I mean? Na la, computer, yu. Okay? So yu, whenever you bump into a yu, consider the possibility that it might sound smoother if you translate it as have or possess. So even though this person possesses the wish, I like to capitalize wish for no good reason, for enlightenment of the greater way. In their mind stream. Okay? The objects. This is really cool. The objects of this state of mind do not appear to it. To exist truly. In truth is okay. Alright? See, we said every state of mind of a person who is not in the direct perception of emptiness and who is not a Buddha is wrong and infected. Now he's saying, yeah, but look, this guy is so far. He's like seconds away from Buddhahood. He's seconds away from enlightenment. His bodhicitta, objects don't, his bodhicitta, his love, objects don't appear self-existently to his love. Alright? Got it? They don't appear self-existently to his love. It's not a bad argument. It's a pretty cool argument. Okay? Here we go. What's another? Uno, dos, tres. Yang da kun so dem ba. Be careful, yoba. Yeah, tau. Because he said something, we're not going to come back with, sure it is. We're going to come back with, are you telling me? Okay, and that's what? Yoba tau. Okay, one more time. Yang da kun so dem ba. This is a really good place to practice high tone nas. Okay? Say nam. Then say nam. 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 This nang means to appear. What's nung mean? Inside. What's the Buddhist word for Buddhist? Nangba. Inside. Nangba. Okay? So, but if you say nangba, it means they appear. If you say nangba, it means a Buddhist. Okay? So, if you don't get your nung and nung straight, no Tibetan can understand what you're trying to say. Okay? It's like mixing up chas and jas, which is what Germans tend to do. You know, I found a jeet chi. And you're like, excuse me? Yeah, cheap G. Or every culture, every language has their individualities. Thai can't distinguish between ra and la. Okay? So I have, what was it?
Lice.
I have lice, but no, there was a... Oh, three companies were selling us rubies. Real gems, rare gems, and near gems. But the receptionist was Thai. So it was always, Lil is here. You know, Lil gems is here. I said, is that real or near or rare? And you know what I mean? So it doesn't need to cut the pituk, right? So anyway, ours and else. It's the same with nung and nung. You see, they're laughing at you. The Tibetans are laughing at you. Why? I can't believe it. They can't hear the difference between none and none. Okay? You see what I mean? Like, they're sitting there right now in the monastery talking about you guys. Those Americans were here last year. And I asked him if he was the Nungba, and he says, yeah, the Nungba. You know? He said he was shining, but I don't know. All right? Okay, so none. None. Anything in front of or on top of an N makes it high tone. Okay, easily. Here's one that has something in front of it. So it's ne. Say ne.
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 Then say ne.
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 Do you have ne? Do you have ne right now? Do you have barley? Do you have any barley on you? See? Ne, you know? Say ne, you know?
Ne, you know?
Ne, you know? You got any barley, man? Okay. But you're going to go and say, Ne, Yuna. Say, Ne, Yuna.
Ne,
Yuna. Ne, Yuna. Are you here? Okay, all right. So I'll test you. Ne, Yuna. Say yes or no.
Ne,
Yuna.
No.
Chocolate, Yuna. Chocolate, Yuna. Girls can't catch, sorry. Ne, Yuna. Ne, Yuna. Ne, Yuna. Yeah, say yeah. Yeah, I'm here. Okay, all right? Anyway, this gets into a really cool question. And that would take many classes, and it would be very beautiful. Have you ever had a crap perception?
Crap perception?
Have you ever had a crap perception?
Oh, correct.
Have you ever had a crap perception?
No.
Outside direct perception infinite.
No.
If you're not a Buddha.
No.
No. Say no, okay. Is this a Reese peanut butter cup paper that's empty now? It is. Is that a correct statement?
Yes.
No.
Well, it's valid.
It's a valid statement.
That's
so. Can't say it's valid.
Is it? I'm asking whether it's correct. I didn't ask if it's valid. Is it correct that this is a Reese peanut butter cup paper that's now empty?
In ordinary perception, yes.
What?
No. In ordinary perception, yes, correct.
Michael's had a good answer. Michael said, listen, don't let this candy distract you. Too much. By the way, this is all soaked from France, I think, right?
Not the
Reese's, but... Oh, okay. And Michael said... Deceptively, right?
To
an ordinary perception. It's correct. Listen. This is important. No, listen. Highest Madhyamika school says there's no such thing as a relatively correct perception. Don't give me this relatively correct. We got out of a three-year retreat. There was these two people here who are not here anymore. I don't know why. But they kept saying, before they said anything, they said, relatively speaking, you know, and then they thought that whatever they said would be all right, you know, like, relatively speaking, we think you should do this, you know, because they wanted to make it clear that they knew it didn't truly exist, you know, like that. The highest school of Madhyamika, you've got to listen. Highest school of Madhyamika says the distinction between relatively correct and relatively incorrect is wrong. Okay, got it? That's very powerful. That's really powerful. Don't go giving me this, relatively speaking, it's Reese's peanut butter cup paper. You have to say no. There is no. No, it's not.
I remember that.
It's not. Okay? No, in real Madhyamika, they reject the idea of, here's the first four syllables here. What? Say yanda. Kunzo. Yanda. Kunzo. Why? You are still misperceiving it when I ask the question. Even as you identify it as a Reese's peanut butter cup paper, which has recently been evacuated, you're still seeing it wrong. You're still not seeing a Reese's peanut butter cup paper. You're still not. So you can't say it is or isn't, because you're still seeing it. You're not seeing what you think you're seeing. I don't have that in my hand, what you think you're seeing. So you can't talk about whether relatively speaking or not relatively, doesn't matter. There is no Reese's peanut butter cup recently evacuated paper in my head.
That sounds like a bird of nihilism.
And that's not nihilism. Okay.
Well, it sounds like it.
Okay. Of course it does. All right. So, what are we saying to this guy? Yanda kuzam. Demba yaka. What did we just say? Wake up! That's what the candy's supposed to do. Yanda kunzo demba yubata. Are you telling me there's a good deceptive reality? There's a right deceptive reality? Are you telling me there's a right deceptive reality? Okay? Alright. Are you saying that there's a... What do you want to say? Correct? Deceptive reality? What's he going to say? We said, yada kuta demba, yubata. What's he going to say? Come on, what do you always say? To tell. Yeah, chichir. But say it with feeling. Chichir. Well, I didn't say that. Well, I didn't say that. It's chichir. Say it with some heart. Ek dotin. Chichir. Yeah. What are you talking about? I didn't say that. Okay, don't say that, chichir. Chichir. It's like, well, who said that? I didn't say that. Okay, you gotta say it with some conviction, you know? Somebody says something to you in the debate ground. Oh, so you believe in a correct perceptive reality? I said, teacher, I didn't say that. Who said that? You know? Okay. It's like somebody accuses you of stealing the last peanut butter cup. And you say, me? Me? Okay, teacher. Yata. Nangso, say, Nangso the nasal tumba. Nangso the nasal tumba. Say, I told you, anyway. Say, Nangso. Dang. Nasal. Tumba. Extremely important. Extremely important. Somebody says, what does duality mean in Buddhism? Here it is. What does duality mean in Buddhism? Here it is. You should learn this. This should be like a mantra. Say, Nangso. Dang. Nangso.
Tumba.
Okay. Yeah, tumba means they match. Nangso means the way the thing is looking. And nezo means the way it really is. Okay, get it? The way it looks to me and the way it really is are tumba. Okay? They match. Okay. Oh, are you saying that, Mr. Grayson? Shoot, why did you say that? Because there does exist, I'm going to say an example of deceptive reality where the way it appear, the way that something appears and the way it really is matches the way it really is. How's that? Okay? Are you telling me that there's a good version of deceptive reality? Deceptive reality means what? Say it in Tibetan. Say, Nangso, Dung, Naitso, Mitin. You know, somebody comes up and asks you, what's the, you know, this Kunzo Bemba thing is so complicated. What does it mean, Kunzo Bemba? What does deceptive reality mean? What does it mean to say you've lived in deceptive reality your whole life? You've never had a single millisecond out of deceptive reality. Never. What does that mean? Your student's going to ask you. Then you're going to say, oh, it means Nangso. Say Nangso.
Nangso.
Dang.
Dang.
Neitsu.
Neitsu.
Miten.
Miten.
The way it looks and the way it really is, they don't match. That's a lie. That's deception. So we call it deceptive reality. So why do Buddhists think that, you know, as you're wandering around the world, it's all wrong? What's wrong? It's deceptive. What do you mean when you say deceptive? It's deceiving you. Why is it deceiving me? Because the way it looks to you and the way it really is don't match. Okay, say don't match. Miten. We'll do it one more time. Nangso.
Nangso.
Dang.
Dang.
Neitsu.
Neitsu.
Miten.
Miten.
Okay, the way it looks to you like I have in my hand a paper which is coming from my side to your eyes. But in truth, a subtle seed inside your consciousness has projected a tiny picture of a paper inside your own mind. Okay? There is no paper out here. I'm not holding up a paper. This whole room is going on inside your head. The subtle seeds from how you have treated other people are going off in your head. Does that mean there's no more outer reality? Does that mean I'm just alone in the universe? No. My seeds are being projected as an outside world. Therefore, there is an outside universe. Because it is happening in my head. Okay? And I'm not alone in the universe. Everything I project is real. Everyone around me is real. Say that there could be a person outside of me who's not being projected from me. Now, that would be lonely. Because that's impossible. There's no such thing. Because all events and people and things in the world are created by how I treat other people. That's so cool. That could save the world. It's so cool. That could save the world. Okay? All right. Did he say there's existence, some example of deceptive reality where the thing that's, where the way that something appears and the way it really is match? Did he say that? Did the other guys ever say that? Yeah, he did. What did he say? In the last paragraph, your like attention span is like one paragraph long. I can't believe it. Eat some more of these things. By the way, Christy and I are totally broke, but we may not be laying awake. I'm not asking for money, but if anybody wants to volunteer to pay for healthy drinks and food next Monday, please talk to Anatole. Okay? And is it like $100? He's doing 50. He found a green apple supplier for 50 cents a pound instead of 250. But really, if someone has or two or three people want to chip in, like we think we'll be in a position in a week or two to do it. But I'd really rather give you something healthy so you don't conk out in Bokjimba. Okay. Did he ever say that there does exist an object in deceptive reality which appears the way it really is? Did he ever say that? Did he ever say that? Right. To what? To what state of mind? Right. Of who's Bodhicitta? But a special guy in the Dharma session. Yeah, a guy at the last moment of, just before enlightenment, he says, he's stuck on this thing. A Bodhisattva's got to have what? He's stuck on that. Okay? He's really stuck on that. The guy's a Bodhisattva. He's about to become a Buddha. He's got to have ultimate love in his heart at that moment. Well, if he does, then he has an infected state of mind in his heart. Oh, no, no. His Bodhicitta is different. People don't appear to his Bodhicitta as self-existent. He's trying to get out of it, right? So then what do we come back with? Are you telling me that there's a deceptive reality object that could appear the way it really is? Got it? Just nod, okay? I mean, yes. It's okay, right? Everybody's there, right? Like, you're just tricking me, right? You're just tricking me, right? I'll say it one more time. Are you telling me there's a deceptive reality object which could appear the way it really is? And the guy says, yes. No, he says, why do you say that? I say, because you said this guy who's just about to become enlightened has a special kind of bodhicitta where the beings he loves appear to him in a way which is not wrong. Okay? He said that. He started out, he's a new kachik, it's her kachik. Right? New kachik said that. Okay? We were wondering about the karma of people who always get cast as the bad guy in movies. We were kind of like thinking about it, you know, like, no, it's like, it's a scary thought, you know, like, if you get to be Voldemort in all the Harry Potter movies, how does that affect your mind, you know, or your future, I don't know. So anyway, this is Chuki's kachi. Well, I'll prove it to you, look. Recent documents. Venerable Chukila, number 11.
Just because you...
Yeah, yeah, okay. Like, yeah. Then he says, we say there's an example of deceptive reality which is appearing in the same way that it really is. Matches, okay? We say, Yoichir. And he says, no, that's not correct. There is no deceptive reality object that appears in the same way that it really is. And we say, oh, wait, we gotta go. Because this is a chance to get a different kind of towel.
Oh,
yes.
Right? Got it? That was a hint. Okay, 1, 2, 3. The towel? Good. Then drew to me now. He says, there doesn't exist an example of blah, blah, blah. And he says, there does too. Two? Yeah. Because there exists an example of deceptive reality where something doesn't... Now we got to go back and get the language that we used just now. Doesn't appear to exist in truth. Right, something doesn't appear to exist in truth. Got it? Okay? Because he said that. Yeah.
What do you do as example?
This is tricky. She said, why did you add example? Very, very subtle. This is Kunzodhyamma. This is Kunzodhyamma. But in English, you wouldn't say it is deceptive reality. It's one kind of deceptive reality. It's one example of deceptive reality. In Tibetan, very important, if you want to make your translations comprehensible by a normal person, the word for deceptive reality in general, the whole world, and the word for the tissue box as an example of deceptive reality is the same. That's very difficult. Okay, so if you go around saying the tissue box is deceptive reality, it's a little bit uncomfortable for your reader. They'll get confused. You have to say this is one thing in deceptive reality, or this is one example of deceptive reality. But the word in Tibetan is Kunzodhyamma. This is Kunzodhyamma. But it means this is one example of Kunzodhyamma. A very subtle translation thing, and it makes your translations much better. Yeah.
On the previous paragraph?
Yeah.
Is it because there does exist or because there doesn't exist?
You tell me. Very difficult to translate these texts. Because when you give a reason, it may not be something you believe is true. It may only be a reason that he believes is true. So even in that Gandhar Gitsul that we were sweating about all week, it could be that we believe that's okay. It could be that historically in the past one time he said that wasn't okay. And that's the tricky thing. Okay? You can't assume even that the final reason given by our side is accepted by our side. They may just be quoting an old reason that he gave that was wrong. Very subtle. Very interesting. Really interesting. That makes translating these texts really interesting. In a debate, you can use as a reason to defeat another person a wrong idea that he has. And you don't believe a single word of it. Okay? And this is a case. Because there doesn't exist an example of deceptive reality where the way it looks and the way it is match. Do we believe that could exist? No. But does it work as a reason? Yes. Why? Because what he said implies that. Very subtle, very cool. It makes translating these things great fun. Okay. What's he going to say to Ye Bei-chen? There does exist an example of deceptive reality that doesn't appear to you the wrong way. He's going to say, of course he's going to say Tamadu. I didn't. Who would have done that? Okay. Tamadu. And then we say, Ekdotin. There. Of course there does, because. Here we go. Chang Sen Gin Pawe Gyuki Tek Chen Sen Ke Yapani. Kanshi De La Ram Yu Den Du Du Mi Na Wei. Kanshi is a split reason. Learn that. Learn it. Okay? Learn it. Kanshi is a split reason. And in English, how do we say it? I don't like him because A, he's got bad breath. B, he's just goddamn ugly. Okay, so that's an A and B. It's a kangxi. I don't like it because he's got bad breath. Kangxi. He's ugly. Okay, so when you're translating, you might even want to put a 1 and a 2. You know, like that. But it's a split reason. Okay? Split reasons are a little tricky. If one half of a split reason is wrong, is the whole reason wrong?
No. Because he could have bad breath and not be able to his mother.
Right. So does that mean I don't like him? Anyway, okay. Data? What's the, how am I going to translate data? There does too. Because you can do it this way. Because first of all, the wish for the enlightenment of the greater way does, or I will say does exist, but the whole thing I gave you a lecture about possession. Anyway, does exist in the mind stream. Abe Changsem? Changsem Samba?
Bodhisattva?
Gintawa? At the end of this geometric wisdom. And secondly, the objects which appear to this wish do not appear to it as being, don't appear to it to be what? To exist in truth. Got it? Got it? Let's say it in plain English. We said there is an example of deceptive reality where something doesn't appear to exist truly. Okay, he said, Dharmadur, that's not true. We said, ha-ha, aren't you the one who said that a person in the last moment before enlightenment had active love in their hearts? Right? And weren't you the one who said that the objects which appear to that active love don't appear to be self-existent to that active love? Because they got some kind of special kind of active love. Right? Okay? Just nod. Why did we get into this? Why are we talking about the wish for enlightenment in the mind of a person at the last moment before they get enlightened? Why are we even talking about that? Why are we talking about that? You're close. There's one intermediate step. Because according to him, a bodhisattva who just saw emptiness for the first time has love in their heart. Got it? Why? Because if they didn't, then how could they outshine anybody? Got it? That's where this whole argument's coming from. Go backwards. You know, does a guy just before he gets enlightened have love in his heart? Active love. What do you say?
Yes.
Yeah. Why did we talk about it? Why are we talking about that? Well, we were arguing about someone who just saw emptiness for the first time, a bodhisattva. Do they have love in their heart?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. If they don't have love in their heart, what's the problem? How can they outshine anybody? Right? If they do have love in their heart, what's the problem? That love is seeing things as self-existent. And they're in the middle of the direct perception of emptiness. How could that be? Got it? This is a problem. It's a real problem. Does the guy like suspend from bodhisattva for 20 minutes? Is he like not a bodhisattva for 20 minutes and then he comes out of direct perception of emptiness and then he is a bodhisattva again? And how could he become a bodhisattva again? Because there wasn't anything to cause it, because during the 20 minutes it was all gone. Like that. Does he just like go into bodhisattva limbo for 20 minutes? Is he not a bodhisattva for 20 minutes? And then is he not on the path of seeing of the greater way? Is he on the path of seeing the lower way then? Like, this is a problem. It's a problem. He can't maintain both at the same time. He can't maintain both. That's impossible. For a non-Buddha.
Nambarshara. Yeah, that was the term we used. They have a dawning of it in their heart, modern perception.
Dawning of it in their heart?
Yeah.
Okay. So when it dawns, is it there or not? When the sun comes out, is the darkness still there? Nambarshara. Same bird. Anyway. Okay, let's go. I got like, how much more time? I got like 15 more minutes, I think. I've actually started at 6:30 with McNally. Okay. Oh, this is cool. Actually, Michael mentioned this last week. Let's read it together. One, two, three. Shen yang nian zhi ki gong la dor zhe da bu ding yin zin la ne pe kan sa te hak zhe nyang de da hak me nyang de ni ka Chicha-du-mun-du-che-pa. Okay. Are you telling me Shenyang means it, moreover, you know, not only that. Okay, not only that. Let's see how, see how Chicken turns. Gosh. Where is is that Shin Yana? Alright. We'll just say, and are you telling me that a listener, that's good, a person who is staying, who is residing in the, what's Dorje? Dorje Thapa Thingyanzin, say Dorje Thapa Thingyanzin.
Dorje Thapa Thingyanzin.
This is a special kind of samadhi called the Diamond Mike Samadhi. So are you telling me that a person is residing in the Diamond Mike concentration during the path of what? Habituation? For a listener. Okay, that's the Chichen, okay? Are you telling me that a person is really in the, okay, there's a special guy, he's in the, I don't know, I guess you could say final moments of the path of habituation. Okay. What is path of habituation? Why do they call it habituation? Yeah, you're getting used to what you saw when you saw emptiness directly, which was at the path of seeing. How long does the path of seeing last? Say 20 minutes. How long does the path of habituation last? Yeah, in typically it could be 7 lifetimes. Okay. If the person's practicing tantra, maybe it would be shorter. Okay. All right. Tell me that person. Mundu Chepa. You said realize, okay? Mundu Chepa is different from Mun Sundu Chepa. Okay, say Mun Sundu Chepa. And Mundu Chepa. Say Mun Sundu Topa. And Mundu Chepa. So sometimes they get confused. Sometimes translators get them confused. Mun Sundu Topa means what? To perceive directly. And it has the word sum in it. This is the trick. If you want to learn translation, this is the trick. When you see the sum, it's got to be direct perception. Mun sum tu topa. Okay? Mun sum tu topa. But when there's no sum and it just says mundu chepa, it means to bring about a state of mind. Or to achieve a state of mind. It means to manifest a state of mind. Okay? So are you telling me that this person, listener, brings about, or achieves, you could say, okay? Achieves, she said simultaneously, that's very good. Achieved simultaneously. Instead of two, you can sometimes say both. Okay? Both. Say ni.
Ni.
Say ni ka.
Ni.
Ni.
Ni
ka.
Ni ka.
Say ni.
Ni.
Ni pa.
Ni pa.
Ni po.
Ni po.
Ni ka.
Ni ka.
One more time. Ni.
Ni.
Ni pa.
Ni pa.
Ni po.
Ni po.
Ni ka.
Ni
means two. Nipa means the second. Nipo means the both of them. The two. And Nika means always both. Got it? So Ni is what? Two. Nipa?
Second.
Nipo? The two of them. Nika?
Both.
Okay. Both. Nirvana. Pakche with the remainder. And Nirvana without the remainder. So I thought she did everything right.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that a person is residing in the Dhamma achieves simultaneously both Nirvana without remainder, with Nirvana with remainder, and Nirvana without remainder? In the Abhidharma system, which comes first?
Which comes first in the Abhidharma system?
Yeah.
Nirvana without.
Nirvana with remainder. Okay. In the Abhidharma, in the Abhidharma system. In the Abhidharma system, they have this weird idea. Say, Bemrik. Ginchampa.
Bamrit.
Ginchampa. Pembo means your particulate matter. Physical stuff made up of atoms is the meaning of Pembo. It's a very important distinction because Pembo does exist in the Buddha field and Sukh doesn't. Like that. Or sorry, the reverse. Anyway, you see forms in a Buddha field, but they don't exist of atoms like that. Okay, anyway. Bemrik means body and mind. Gyunchepa means the flow stops. The flow of them stops. Okay? And in the Abhidharma system, this is what an arhat is. This is what nirvana is. What? The flow of your the continuation of your body and mind just cut, just stop. You're arhat.
So then you die.
No, in the Abhidharma system. In the Abhidharma. Yeah. Well, they wouldn't even say die, they just say it's just gone. And then you're in nirvana. So this whole idea, Buddhism came to the West first through Hinayana countries, and then this idea of nirvana became prevalent in the West. And you will come up against it sometimes. People, you'll say, what's nirvana? And people say, oh, you just blink out. You're just, that's it. You know, you're in the realm of is. Or maybe isn't. You know what I mean? Like that. No, really. You know, that was the Hinayana idea. That was the old Abhidharma idea. You just stop. You just stop. Your mind and body stop. Permanent Ginchepa means your mind and body just stop. Discontinue. So, if you got rid of your mental afflictions before that, what would it be? Nirvana, where you still had a body and mind. And then once you reach the end, Gyunche, what would you be? Nirvana? Without anything left over. Okay? So then in the Abhidharma schools, in the lower schools, there came to be this distinction. Nirvana, while you still have a body and mind, left over. And then nirvana, where you no longer have a body and mind. You know, and then the higher schools are saying, well who's the arhat then, if you don't have a body or mind? You know? But they don't get into that. Okay? In the Mahayana school, what? It's reversed. It's reversed. Okay? It's reversed. First you achieve
nirvana without remainder.
And then you achieve nirvana with remainder. So what does that mean? Because it must not mean the same thing. Okay? It must not mean the same thing. So here he says, oh, I guess a Hinayana person who's just becoming an arhat, right? They must have achieved nirvana with remainder and without remainder at the same moment. Then what's he going to say? Come on, you're not that tired. Whenever I say, what's he going to say? You just say, teacher. You got to go like that with your shoulders. Teacher, like Geshe Michael doing his asanas. You know, the teachers are always polite. They look around the whole room and they say, okay, get your shoulders down. I'm like, then they're like, they don't want to say Geshe Michael because it's embarrassing, you know. Anyway, okay. We were in Hong Kong and this poor lady, like, she said it like 50 times. And there were only 6 students in the class. Okay, let's do this one. We can finish this debate, I think. Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Nian zhi da zhong bei ko ba to ma ta bei kang sa te yu la hua jie nyang de da hua mei nyang de ni ga yu wei.
Say two thought.
Two thought.
Two thought. Two means tupa. Means Tibetan suit. You know? Like if you're a high lama and your attendant is really lazy, you'll get tupa every night for 8 years. And then they'll say, if the attendant's not there, the lama will say, tupa, you know? Heart means leftover. Okay. What do you call it? Is there any leftover tupa? from last Tupac, you know? It's really leftover Tupac from yesterday. All right. Let me go back. There does exist in the mind stream of a person who has just attained the state of an enemy destroyer. Of the listener chart, okay? Both Nirvana with Nirvana and Nirvana without. Okay? We said, are you telling me that a person is just about to achieve Nirvana? Arhat, okay, enemy destroyer. Are you saying that they have both nirvanas in them at the same time? And the guy says, why do you say that? And then we come back with, because the arhat of the next moment has both of them, nirvanas in them. Okay? Because the arhat has them. Alright? Is it true that an arhat has both nirvana with and without remainder? Do they achieve both?
Yes.
At the same moment? Yeah. Can they have both in them at the same time? I mean, aren't they contradictory?
They are.
Can you have, don't have Reese's peanut butter cup left over and do have Reese's peanut butter cup left over with the same Geshe at the same time? No. Is it possible? I'll say it again. Can you have no peanut Reese's peanut butter cup left over and does have Reese's peanut butter cup left over at the same time with the same geshe? You can't. You see, they're opposites. They can't, shitumba me, they can't exist in one object at the same moment. Okay. So we said, but are you saying that? And then he would say, come on, come on. Teacher. Teacher. Come on, Peter. Get it. Teacher. Yeah, yeah. Teacher. Who said that? Who said that? Why are you saying that? It does too. They do too. They do too. Do too. Because there does exist in this person's mind stream nirvana with remainder. Okay? Okay? We say they do have nirvana with remainder. So they must have both. Okay? I mean, the implication is that it's easy to say he has without remainder. But to say he has it with remainder is a problem. Everyone would agree he has nirvana without remainder. But now we say he must have both because he has nirvana with remainder at the same time. And then he's going to say, you got it! Chi-chi! Alright, say, I'm sorry, Tamadru. And then we say, it does too, because, and here's the punchline, okay, and then you get to go to Bogjima. It does too because there does exist in this person's mind stream a nirvana which is still involved with something appearing to exist in truth. Okay? All right. That just taught you of something very important. What? How did I prove he had nirvana with the remainder in the high school? How did I prove it? I said, because he still got Something still appearing to him is self-existent. He's still mixed up with the appearance of things as self-existent. That's what the high... So therefore, what do you learn from that? It's not like an English textbook. It's not like a Western textbook. Duh! You want to know the definition of nirvana with remainder is nirvana where, which is still involved with something appearing to exist in truth. Memorize that, be able to do it on the exam tomorrow. Okay? They don't teach it that way in the monastery. See, this guy must believe that this has a nirvana where something is still left over. Why? He believes there's a nirvana where something is still appearing self-existently. And you just learned the definition of what it is to have nirvana with remainder in the highest school. Okay? So it doesn't mean anymore that you still have your body and mind. Okay? It just means that you're still thinking something exists truly. And that's nirvana with remainder. Oh, it's understood. Ah, you're right. Yeah, how can you call it?
You go back to the ordinary karma you collect before you were an
ordinary. We'll talk about it. Okay. Let's get to the punchline. Between all of these, it's understood that he said tamadhi. And in the monastic textbooks, you don't keep repeating it. You know? We say, because of Lama. And he says, I didn't agree to that. But he never gets to say, I didn't agree to that. Because the next thing that comes is, we say, because blah, 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 blah. So he must have said, I don't agree to that. And so we don't write it. It's just a waste of space. Okay? All right. Because there does exist, in this person's mind, the appearance, this is my appearance of something existing in truth. Okay? A person who just achieved arhatship in the lower tracks, they still think there's still something appearing to them to be existing truly. What's he going to say? Tamadru. Who would say that? That's not nirvana, right? It's what you guys have been saying. No, come on, that's not nirvana. Yes, it is. Why? Here's the punchline. Because there does exist in the mind stream of a person who is at the final end of this stream the appearance of something existing in truth.
So they're saying
the obstacle to admission. Yeah, he said he had Bodhicitta.
The person of Bodhicitta is what Bodhicitta is.
Huh?
So he's saying the object of the guide.
Yeah. Okay. So according to you, this whole system of nirvana is all screwy because you're still hanging on. Here's the last sentence of the class. Just sit up straight. Because, and this all goes back to, you said a person who's just about to get enlightened still has bodhicitta in their mind. Okay? Alright? Is that fine? I mean, you should be a little concerned to have to wait a week to find out why a person who's just about to get enlightened doesn't have love in their heart. I mean, that should be disturbing to you. Okay, no?
Yeah.
You're too dazed from the candy? I don't know.
Does ultimate bodhicitta being the darkness of contemplation not count in this point?
No, it doesn't count. We're talking about love. We're talking about love.
And that's not love?
Oh, no. It's not Semgyepani, Shendunchi, Yandazabhichachati, right? It's not that. It's not that. It is. I mean, it is. Sorry. Okay. All right? So, to be continued next week. We want to find out, I mean, what the heck is the wrong loop here? What's wrong loop? Yeah, what, well, what's the Chidian guy going to say? You know, what's Kedip Tempa Dargye going to say? When we ask him what? Are you telling us? I mean, they don't give a chance for the guy to come back and say something to Kedip Tempa Dargye, which should be what? Well, yeah, I guess a guy who's about to drop into total enlightenment after billions and billions of countless lifetimes and, you know, doesn't have love in his heart. No, that's, we're waiting, right? We're waiting for the guy to come back with that, right? All right? Got it? Apparently, the wrong look is what? He doesn't have love, which is unthinkable. Okay? Because that love is the desire to achieve enlightenment for all beings. Right? If he doesn't have that, then why the heck is he going to achieve enlightenment in the next millisecond? Alright? Okay. Good night. This is a fun class. This is a really fun class. And if you're new, and if it all sounds like hair splitting, it's not. You're going to get to that final moment just before enlightenment, and you're going to wonder, well, what am I supposed to do right now? No. It's very important. No, it's like learning where the tire jack is in your car. You know, like we didn't know, right? We didn't know where the car jack was in our car. It took us like an hour to find the jack when we got a flat tire. So don't wait till you get a flat tire. I mean, it's not meaningless.
So the sensation of not knowing where it is.
This puts a seed in your mind that will ripen in the final moments before enlightenment. You need this. You need to hear this. Okay? It's very, very important. It's really important. And to have someone who cares about it and cares to write a book about it 600 years, 500 years ago, that's amazing. And to be in the class when this is being discussed. People don't sit on the bus in New York and talk about this, right? I mean, not the last time I was there. So it's good. It's good to learn. It's all going to have an effect on your heart when you get close to the final moments. Okay? So it's good to talk about it. All right. Good night. So we have a few more of these classes. Somebody offered to Anatole to pay for them. I want to give nice... It costs money to buy stuff which is healthy for you. It doesn't cost anything to buy stuff which is poison for you. So if you're in a position to offer Anatole some money, and they also need two people to help sit there in the afternoon on a Monday and grind up the juices. Okay. So, and it's really important for your practice to eat well... To drink that kind of stuff is very good for your practice. So we're just trying to get you in the habit. So if you can, give him the mullah. If you can't, or you can do both, volunteer to come up to the Lama House that afternoon and help squeeze out all the juice. Okay? All right. Thanks.